Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to this Saturday night, man. This is a Healing Messages for the Week. Just a little something I'm doing while I'm figuring out season 6 of the Recovery Soul Food podcast. I hope the internet holds out tonight. It's been kind of weird lately. So I hope we have it here. If not, it'll be up for an audio podcast available sometime tonight or tomorrow. So I urge you to go back and listen. This is a tremendous time, and so much is happening within all of us, and it's just some of the most amazing blessings and some of the hardest struggles at the same time. And so, you know, if you're in a recovery program, I think that what I was thinking about all this week and what I was working on is to know thyself. And I've been having these great talks with my cousin, and to know that I'm not alone in trying to just be the change in our family for the line of addiction. You know, we hope it stops with us, and we're doing our part to contribute to that. It's been an amazing thing. And so I shout out to everybody who has chosen a healing recovery journey, because not everybody that's working a recovery program, even very, very successful, you know, they're not all on the same type of deeper healing path that some of us are on. So if you show up here, then that's generally and probably the path that you're on. And I just want to commend you, because it's hard. It's hard to have a true, deeper healing path, but at the same time, it holds the greatest blessings, and the ability to be able to see them are just amazing to me. And that comes with, it really comes with knowing yourself. You know, how can you turn what all the ways that you wish you had done it different? How can you turn that into a strategy to now try to master the parts of your life that you need to be in control of, that you want to be in control of? Because we're not in control of addiction. You know, that's just not what we're in. You know, we make choices, we get in, but at some point the monster, you know, that thing takes over. When we click into that addiction survival, that thing clicks in and takes over. And so really, really knowing ourselves can really help us get through these things. And I don't want to say once and for all, but put some of these things to bed, and to be able to open up to what's available for us in a recovery program. You know, it doesn't really have to be just about counting days. Let's make those days count and let them have meaning and substance to them. And again, not everybody is on that same path. And it's so hard to walk through some of these things and learn how to regulate and do that really deeper work where you're making this experience about something. You know, not just letting it be an experience in suffering, but just continuously knowing, even when you get so tired in the process, but continuously knowing that on the other side of this, or this is for me in some type of way. You know, so whatever you're going through or been through, you know, there's a building of you that is preparing you, you know, for this next phase of life you'll go into. And it doesn't mean that it'll be rainbows and it's not going to come with its own challenges. But all of this that we've been building through the pain and the struggle, and as cheesy as it sounds, and I already know, but I was thinking about the whole oyster and a pearl like story, how that one special one, you know, gets a piece of sand in it. And it's not that that pearl just magically appears. It's like, you know, that oyster goes through struggle with that sand to make it something special. And I think that there's hope in holding on to that when you're going through a healing journey, and it gets tiring. And it's so easy to want to quit. And I think we have to be very forgiving of ourselves when we do think about just quitting and giving up, you know, not letting it take us to a place where we're guilty for having the thought, you know, where we start to study our past and we begin to study our previous attempts at a sobriety program. and we just get real with ourselves and we build on what wasn't successful. I knew this time I had to go on a deep journey, that I knew that trying to just mud through getting days just wasn't going to work for me. And I didn't have another relapse left. And so it was a make or break, do or die kind of a thing. And it still is today. I mean, some parts get easier, but it's not like it's not, I'm not always going to know that my recovery program stands between me and death. And so I'm going through things where I'm learning to know myself, and I'm beginning to rediscover my power. Because when you take care of yourself, and when you try to surround yourself and create a life for yourself that, you know, you're grateful for, it, you start to discover your power in a whole new way on all that you will do to create health around that, and that you'll keep that safe and you'll keep that well, because our lives depend on it. Our lives depend on it. There is a reason we talk about boundaries, and there's a reason we talk about self-love and self-esteem and all of those things in recovery, is because it's vital to really start to crawl out of that always being the option. And so, yes, hey, Pamela, thank you so much. I thought you would. That was one for you, that intro was. And that's right, be kind. I'm all be kind tonight. I hope the internet's working, and I hope that we can, in the interest of being kind, I hope that we can learn to accept all people's paths, you know, and their like recovery journey. Because again, like I was saying in the beginning, not everybody's meant to be on the same journey that we are. And so, you know, accepting that this is the journey you're on, and kind of getting to see some of the healing that you've done in action in somebody else. Like when you can start to really see, because when you're doing your healing, you're healing outward to you as well, because then you become like this example to those around you without even really, really knowing it, just by being your authentic you. And we can't be authentic if we don't begin to know ourselves and go into the places that are sometimes the scariest to go. And they will keep revealing themselves over time. But keep going into those scary places where you feel like you're being led to go into your shadow, and work those things out, because it lightens you up and it lightens your load, and it really makes your recovery build so much richness that you'll fight even harder to hold on to it. As you build like richness in recovery over, in the beginning, you got to count the days. You got to start getting that momentum where you're counting the days, and it's not going to be easy. But when you start to really build your recovery program, you know, move through those things, because it makes you lighter. It makes it all mean something to you. And the more that it means to you, the harder you'll fight to keep it. And, you know, and that's just been my experience. And so I keep trying to build on my own wellness. I keep trying to build on my own wellness every day, no matter the year, because it's still, you know, like it's day to day. We're going to face new things day to day. We're still learning how to regulate our emotions, depending on what part of the journey you're in. If you're, you know, been in recovery and got some long time, you know, there's this more of a regulation. We've learned how to regulate our emotions, because I think that was my biggest thing, is I had no idea how to regulate my emotions. So they became so overwhelming that I was addicted to escaping. You know, I had my preferences and the things that I did worse, but mostly what I was addicted to was escaping, because I had no idea how to regulate the pain in my life. And you got to remember, whatever our mantra was at the time, is what our experience was. And so if my mantra was, I was God's little joke, then that was my experience every day. And so, you know, I think that learning how to regulate through our emotions, and we do that by going through stuff. We learn what our boundaries are by going through stuff. You know, it's like, this is the sand. And so we keep learning and learning. And yet each thing that you move through and just continuously move through, you know, I think sometimes in a real recovery program, there's bound to be, whether it's a slight slip up or a little slip up or something in the beginning, you know, I think it's a process. I mean, even that's the way I experienced myself, but I still count it as part of my recovery program. I don't think I count it in my years, but I think that I count it in my recovery program because it was still helping me grow. It was still building things. It was still, you know, it was still a process, and it still is. Even though I can count 10 years of recovery, it's still a process, because if I've seen the worst of me, then I want to master the best of me. And to we talk about self-mastery and all of that stuff, that comes with a lot of sand. And you end up having to make a lot of pearls, you know, out of that stuff. But it's, you know, it's possible. And that's what recovery gives us. You know, that's what recovery gives us, is an ongoing, always evolving program of self-mastery in a way. And we learn it by going through stuff. And so if we make our recovery just rich and meaningful to us and keep trying to be our better and best selves all the time, you know, even when you're falling down, you know, you're still trying if you get back up, you know, even when it just gets you. Because I've been having some old stuff come up lately, some old stuff. And so I know that there's still work to do there. So I'm still doing that, you know, still working on that stuff. And that's that ongoing recovery program. And now that I'm 50, you know, I know that I'm getting ready to go into a new stage in my life. And so it makes it, I won't say easier, but it gives it meaning when I'm going through all these things. Because it's just, my life through recovery has proven to me over and over that this is what's happening and being built, and there's something else. And so I'm looking forward to it. I really am. And I don't know. It's just a really short message here tonight, guys. I think it's been, you know, it's been a great day. I love getting to have conversations with my cousin and just getting to witness all of that becoming, it's just an amazing situation for me. Gets me all choked up sometimes. I'm so grateful. You don't often get to see that, you know, because I always thought that I was by myself in having those struggles. And so going through all of those white knuckle moments and fighting through it and keep moving through change to have him come up behind me and to be able to even that he's got that stuff like that. That makes a difference. Makes a difference. And so shout out to him if he's around somewhere, watches this later. And so that's what I got for y'all this week. And I hope that you find some type of resonance in it. And I hope that it can, if nothing else, I hope it just gives you hope, because hope is the spark we need to continue to go and just keep building something that's super meaningful to you. You know, I mean, it's worth it. I promise you'll fight to hold on to it. What's up, Brandy? Good evening. What's up, Alexis? Yeah, that emotional regulation, man, that is a hard one. We escaped it so long that, you know, it's that whole, that in the parking lot doing push-ups kind of quote kind of thing. We were never getting better at it. We were just getting better at escaping it. And then all of a sudden it's gone. And It's really, really tough. You know, I still work on that too. And I get it wrong sometimes. I get it wrong sometimes, but I just try to work through it and do it better. I try to look over it myself. I mean, I'm always building strategy on where I feel it necessary, because I don't like having my emotions all out of whack and unregulated. It makes my body sick. Anytime that's happening and I'm letting it get to me like that, and I'm just having trouble doing that regulating, my body gets sick. My skin will break out. It's weird stuff. It shows you. It really shows you. And it comes out in your energy. It just takes all your energy. And so, yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it. But I know it's necessary sometimes too, you know? And so that's what I keep thinking about when I'm going through those times where I'm feeling completely unregulated and out of control and all those things. You know, it's necessary sometimes to, I don't know, remind me or let me use my tools, because, you know, you don't want to leave a tool out in the rain and let it get all rusty and then need it and you ain't got it, you know. So I don't know what it is, but, you know, it comes and goes. And for the most part, I'm happy about where I am. It is. It always is. It always is. And if you really learn to grasp that, especially at your age, you're a young lady, and it's really good to grasp stuff like this, because if you know that it's teaching you some lessons, then it's always building you. If you don't see them, it seems like bad circumstances follow you everywhere. You know what I'm saying? It's that whole RAS system. And we've talked about before, what we constantly focus on is all we're going to be able to perceive, because that's just what the brain does. That's the program in it, that it's just going to keep giving you more of the focus. And sometimes even knowing it, you still can't help yourself. You know, sometimes you just can't help yourself and you go in. You go in. Yeah, yeah. And I guess that's what it comes to do. Kind of gives you your checks through the year and say, hey, or it's sharpening them at least, you know, for what's coming next. You know, either way, it's helping. Either way, it's helping. And it seems like a ridiculous, like, be kind, foo-foo, positive thing to say, but it's not easy. Like, it's work. It's the work that they talk about, that you have to begin to shift your perspectives while usually in the barrel. And it's, you know, it's not an easy thing to do, but it's well worth it, because you don't suffer through a lot of stuff as much. When you know it's for something, again, it gives it meaning. And then when you've got meaning and you attach emotion to it, it's biological. It biologically changes your body chemistry, and it begins to do what they call kind of a line up. I probably won't be able to see it because I'm in airplane mode. We got to like our internet rural, but I'm grateful for it. I'm serious, because I love being able to do this, and I was afraid I wouldn't be. But anyway, oh gosh. Yeah, I can't get back to that note. But that's basically, you know, what it was talking about, is about, you know, how much you will fight for something that gives you meaning. And it just changes everything about you, and you begin to learn up, you know, you get your what, you know. At first I thought it was my why, but as I studied it more, because I study myself. As I studied it more, I found out that it was more a what. I had to have a kind of a what in front of me. What was the goal? Okay, I wanted to do recovery for real this time, you know? And then that's when I had to align my why. So I had to give something meaning. And I was lucky that my son was barely a teenager, and I just could focus on not wanting to pass that along to him, because I was just suffering. You know, I was just walking around in life, just suffering all the time. But you can't run a program like I'm God's Little Joke for 30 something years and, you know, break it overnight. You can't do it. But I had to give that. I had to then find my why. And the how then just starts to kind of show up. And if you're able to recognize it, then the how will come right in and kind of align with you. It won't feel so much like efforting, because I'm probably not saying that, but I hope you know what I mean. Efforting is kind of an ego minded. It's a get it done kind of a minded taskmaster. And so when we're pushing at it, and I learn this the hard way every time, I could have bruises on my forehead from hitting that brick wall over and over and over again. But that just wants to get it done. It wants to see it, attach the meaning, and get it done. But there's a process that, you know, it has to go through. And so when you start to recognize and incorporate that this is here to help me regardless of it, and maybe you can't say it in the moment, you know, people's grief is, you know, people are going through different things, and it's hard to say that when you're grieving the loss of a child or something. And that's in it, and it's a ridiculous statement, you know, for me to say do it then. I mean, there are some people that can. I don't know that I even could, in all honesty. You know, deep down, I would know somewhere, but it would still be something I might not be able to say at the moment. So it's really gauged on, because it's the same process. It's basically kind of the same laws that move through all of us. It's just a different severity of where we are and everything. So that's why I kind of, you know, share it on that even keel. So I don't, you know, want to dismiss anybody's trauma or what their experience, because it's hard to go through, and that is the work. And the work is what builds you from it. What doesn't let it weigh you to your pain and the escaping and all that, and what allows you to continue to move forward in that. And we need that in a recovery program, because, you know, I don't want it to be so hard that it's just always overwhelming, because that's where I failed in the past. Counting days was just hard for me. And I had tried so many times that I knew what didn't work. And so I just decided I was going to do the opposite of those things. And I was going to listen. I was ready. I didn't have another one in me. Still don't. So I work on this stuff. I go through it, man. And it's a hard, you know, like it's, life is really amazing. At the same time, it's changing drastically, and there's just a lot going on. And I'm learning in the storm. And because that's where we can't say, I want to learn, I want to be calm in the storm. And it's like, okay, you asked for it, because you got to get calm in the storm. It's not so much like you just get to ride through it, you know, calm. The storm's still happening. And it's just about that. And I think it goes back to regulation. I worked with, you know, a coach, Amy Guerrero, and she's got a platform called Thrive in Recovery with Amy. And we've got some episodes with her on my channel on YouTube. She's an amazing coach. And that was the first thing I'd ever learned about integration and learning how to regulate the nervous system and what it actually meant. And to learn that it was actually, you know, kind of biochemical, and that we could change the way our body truly reacts, because we've trained our nervous system in its own special survival mode and whatever that looks like for you. And so there's a lot that our body does, because that's how sometimes you find yourself relapsing. You don't know how you got there, or, you know, you're on the wrong end of the pipe before you even recognize you're there. I mean, that's that thing. That's that, you know, we can get a craving from the environment. We can walk in a room and get overwhelmed with a craving, and that's the nervous system. And I didn't know anything about that. At the time, they weren't really teaching much about that. And she was revolutionary in that. And so that was life-changing for me. And then really focusing, kind of learning how to use my pain, because it had used me for so long. I had allowed it to use me, you know, and because I just couldn't understand, not because I was dumb or because I wanted it to be that way, but because I didn't understand there was another choice. I didn't know that you could heal pain like that. I thought it was just yours, and it was overwhelming to me. And so I knew if I didn't do something, I was not going to count too many days, and then that was going to be it for me. And I loved my family, and you know, I didn't want to leave the people I loved behind, and I didn't want to go out like that. I really didn't. And so I just keep doing it. I just been doing it. It's really worth it, Alexis, to, I'm answering her comments, and I forget that I'm not on just one platform. And Alexis is a great commenter, and I appreciate that. That really helps me. Y'all know I've been growing this thing so organically since I've come back, because I want the, I just want the people who are ready to go. And like I said, it's okay that not everybody is on the same path. Some of us are on a deeper healing path. Maybe we signed up for it. Maybe we didn't. I don't know. But there's got to be a purpose for it, because I decided that a long time ago. When I woke up from that suicide attempt when I was 30 on my 30th birthday, I was just like, well, what then? Well, what then? What is it? You know? So it's worth it to learn about the nervous system. If you're in an addiction recovery program of any kind, learn about how that works, and Thrive in Recovery with Amy is on Facebook. So many of you already know her. I mean, she's an amazing human being, and she just taught me so much during that time that it was a gateway to being where I am now. And a lot of things will show up in time when you're, whatever you're going through, a lot of things will show up. That's that how that I was talking about, when you kind of align the what to the why, the meaning, and then the how kind of shows up. That just kind of showed up at a time that, you know, I was available to it. I was drowning in so much at that time. So, you know, it shows up when it's supposed to. So if things come into your awareness, it's, you know, and you feel it. You got to feel it. You can't just take on everything, because not everything is, you know, not everything is all right. You know what I mean? So you got to pay attention to your feelings. Let me see. I'm going to put some of these up. Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, I'm grateful I did too. And my why changes continuously as well. It'll still always be at the core for him, but I've gotten to see that it worked, you know, in a lot of ways. I don't worry about him with substance addiction, and I don't worry about him with a lot of things. I think that, you know, he's able to regulate his stuff, and he doesn't allow it to take over his life, and he doesn't use, and we're so grateful for that. So, you know, we wanted to be honest with him about our program. We wanted to be honest with him about what it was. And sometimes maybe I told him too much. Sometimes maybe I told him too little, but I'm proud of who he is and how it worked out. So it was all worth it to me. It truly doesn't. And it's hard. It's really hard. Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't do it. And I couldn't do it. I just knew from my past it wasn't going to be able to be that way to me. But I try to signify the years that I get on on certain, you know, like 10 years to me, that's a big deal, man, because, okay, I've done something for 10 years. The likelihood is, you know, it's for me. So I'm going to just keep on doing it and pour into it. So it changes, that why changes over the years too. So let it change sometimes. Yeah. Oh, thanks. Thank you. I'm working on it, you know. I'm working on it. It's a hard one. It's a hard one. You know, I've got a unique situation. So there's been a, and it was for a long time. So there's a lot that you unpack with that during a lot of things. And so, yeah, you know, it's ongoing. It is ongoing, and I'm working on it really much. And I do so much more love and appreciate myself and can give myself gratitude at all stages of my life for being able to survive and be here the way that is right for me and in a space that I love. And so, yeah, yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. It's ongoing. So, man, I hope y'all have a really, really great week. I thank y'all again for just letting me come on here and share like this. This is really cool. It really helps me a lot too, and I appreciate it. And thanks, y'all. I turn all my stuff off because to conserve internet in hopes to get to do this. So I don't share this stuff out. So if you feel led to share it out, I appreciate it. And thanks for liking and the comments and all that. And thank you, Alexis, for being so active in the chat. That's always amazing. It's great to mirror back what, you know, you're picking up. And I have so much hope. I mean, you're so young and you've got so much going for you. And if you start getting a hold of this at this time, man, there's nowhere to go but up. There's nowhere to go but up. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I will. I will. I'm on the path. I'm on the path. I know it. And I will one day. I will one day. I'm in the process of a whole new kind of thing right now. But I know I feel like I'm coming to the end of this particular type of struggle. So I'm in that last little bit of work for this phase. It'll start again, but I'll be better equipped. I'll be better equipped to do it. And so, yeah, it's worth it. It's worth it. So thank y'all so much, man. I appreciate this. I'm still working on season 6 of the Recovery Soul Food Podcast. I really want to have a meaningful thing with it. You know, I've got ideas and everything, but I want it to grow as I grow. Pamela, oh, that's right. Oh, I got right started in it. And I'm so glad I saw you because I love getting to show y'all Pamela's book. I didn't come this far to only come this far. It's available on Amazon. I am so glad that I saw her because y'all, I love this book and I love this person. And, you know, she is a warrior in our community and she has her own story and her own experience. And it's a great book and she is an amazing author and she's got a new book that's going to be coming out soon. And I can't wait to read that. So pick it up. She's always made it affordable for everybody. I think it's like 10 bucks or less. I mean, pick it up. It's a amazing read and it's an inspiring story. And you can think this way about your own life, like every single day. No matter what, it works on both sides. Either keeps you growing or it gets you getting up. So pick that up. I love her. She's so active on my YouTube. She does so much to help me grow that. And I mean, she's just an amazing human in my life. I mean, you look at the around at the caliber of the friends of your life right now, and you'll be able to kind of see, you know, your growth because you'll have healthier friends doing healthier things and it just keeps getting better. It just keeps getting better, you know, so have some, you know, good people in your life and it's worth it as you heal, like you just get, it's just amazing, you know, but you gotta want to see the blessing now. I'm not saying that life is unicorn and rainbows, but you gotta want to see the blessing and I want to see the blessing more than I want to suffer. I'm over suffering, you know, like that's my deal. Like, I don't want to do no recovery program. It's going to be suffer, 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 suffer. I've had enough of that. So do the work. It's worth it. I promise. And keep going and keep growing, please. You're absolutely so worth it. And I love y'all so much. And thanks again for letting me come and do this and share this with you. You know, if y'all got some suggestions about what you'd like to see or what you want us to cover or talk about in Recovery Soul Food Season 6, feel free to drop me a comment wherever you're watching from or listening from, and I will take those into careful consideration and will be so appreciative to get that feedback. So I love you guys so much. I appreciate you so much, and hopefully I will see you next Saturday night. All right. Thanks, y'all. Have an amazing week. I love y'all. Bye.